You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Hey, I was thinking to myself, and I asked myself, what is Christmas this year? And I thought of the beautiful Pohutukawa's flowering, and I thought of the beach, and I thought of the sunshine, and I thought of the ocean, and I thought of the friends and of the family, and of the presents and of the Santa, and of the singing and of the music. And when I thought of the music, I thought, you can't have Christmas without the Beths. Hi, Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Good, thanks. We can't have Christmas without you and your band, the Beths.
You can. I give you permission.
No, but we can't. I'm going to play this. We'll play this as we talk. This is the this is your Christmas single.
Huh.
Yeah, cool. This is recorded live at Lee Sawmill.
Yeah, it was.
And they're both out there, maybe.
It's maybe the BFM one that we did last year.
Yourself.
Same song.
Oh, this is the live on BFM Breakfast one from last year.
Oh, it's the same. Yeah, it's the same. See? Yeah. We can't have Christmas without you. And what a great year it's been for you guys.
Yeah, it's a bit. Oh my God.
I mean, thanks to BFM, thanks for being on BFM Breakfast last year. Look at the year you've had as a result.
Yeah, and I put it all down to that Breakfast Club gig.
The start of it all. No, but it has been an awesome year, right?
Yeah, it's been pretty cool.
Run us through the highlights as a successful band starts at some rise to fame worldwide. I mean, there must be some milestones that you've achieved and.
Yeah, well, we started booking shows at like the very start of the year or the end of last year, and then we left in about April, May, and did the States and Europe and the UK, and then took a little 2-month break in the middle and came back to New Zealand, and then did Australia, and then back again to the America and the UK and the Europe. And then came back again.
There used to be a time when if a band got to go and play over in London or America, you know, at the end of 20 years of hard slog in New Zealand, then they'd achieved everything that they were probably going to ever achieve, you know. But that must be amazing to go and do all this sort of stuff and have the album received so well.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to see that as the record came out, which they came out in between the two big tours, and just like even during the second tour, that audience is starting to grow and things like that, and people coming and connecting with the music and stuff. It makes it feel a bit more real than when it's when people are listening online. It's good, but it doesn't feel the same.
Yeah,
it's not a tactile audience, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and what sort of bands were you playing with over there?
Lots of really great ones. One of our favorites. There was this really amazing band in Bristol called Slag Heap, who are these four girls, and they've got one song out. They actually released an EP that was all recorded on an iPhone, and then one song they recorded in studio that's called Power Shower. They were probably my favorite find of the tour.
Slag Heap from Bristol.
Yeah, check out awesome. Slag Heap.
And what's your Happy Unhappy was named Song of the Summer by Rolling Stone magazine. Song of the Summer. That's a big call.
Yeah,
that's a massive accolade, I reckon.
It was a long hot summer there, so a lot of potential for songs.
Yeah, but it's summer, you know. Summer. If you tie a song alongside to summer, that's
That's a good feeling.
It's a good feeling, surely.
Yeah. You can still listen to it in winter. I hope that they don't. abandon us.
Yeah, just drop any interest in the band as soon as it gets cold.
It's only winter music now.
I know that lately there have been all sorts of people sort of talking about you guys, Hollywood movie stars.
Oh, yeah. So Will Arnett tweeted just that he liked the band. And then
look at you, you're so cool about it. You know, just Will Arnett likes her band. He just tweeted, and he tweeted it. You know, it's not like he just said, I like that band. He tweeted it, you know.
I feel the worst thing about it is that then the Herald did a story about it.
Did they?
Yeah, they're just Hollywood movie star likes New Zealand band on Twitter.
Who would have thought? Yeah, but it's cool. It's just cool that it can, because that sort of stuff, as much as you'd hate to sort of, that's a great way of people find out about your band, is when if someone that, everyone's sort of, I'd love to know what other people would like, what other people listen to,
yeah.
And if it's going to put your music out there to more people, that's all awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of indie fans in America, I guess. The subset, I suppose, includes a lot of people who are in creative industries as well.
When you guys put the band together, you weren't necessarily all the music that you're making now wasn't probably what you were all into at the time, was it?
No, we all studied music at Auckland Uni, studied jazz.
Jazz, you see. Jazz. Yeah. From that different part of the brain. Hey, the jazz.
No. So it doesn't feel that different.
So how did you end up with the sound that you've got now?
Just from, like, I used to write songs back in school. I was in a folk band with my friend Chelsea. And, like, I hadn't done that since, and I kind of wanted to do that again. And we all just wanted to play in a rock band, which was, like, one of the many bands that all the people who are in the band were in. Yeah, so it was just a fun thing, and it just turned out good. Gooder than we thought.
Gooder, even gooder. Do you like writing songs?
Do I like writing songs?
Do you like write a lot of songs? Nat?
I'm trying to
really
now.
Good at writing, you're really, really good at writing songs.
Thanks. Yeah. I wrote a lot of them for a while, and then with the idea of like ditching the bad ones and trying to get to the good stuff, and I have to kind of now do that again.
So cull.
Yeah. We'll like create a mess and then cull.
Because a lot of people can make music, but writing a song, I think, is a different. Is another skill again, you know?
Yeah, well, I definitely subscribe to being a songwriter, and I definitely like have a lot of love for the like pop song form,
yeah.
Of just, you know, like verse chorus. It doesn't mean that like I think that everybody should, or that like even I want to stick to those rules all the time. But I just have a lot of love for playing with those constructs, I guess.
So you guys must be massive music fans of music in general, by the sound of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what would be your favourite bands at the moment?
Just like lately, I mean, on the walk here, I was listening to the Phoebe Bridges album, which...
In between listening to the show, you mean?
Yeah. And so the show would make me happy, and then the album would make me really sad. And so I just go between. I was listening to this band called Illuminati Hotties, who are from LA, whose album's really sick. I've been obsessing over it. Yeah.
What's I think I've heard of them. What sort of sounds that?
It's like kind of pop punk.
Illuminati Hotties is a great name for a band.
Yeah, it's a solid name.
Yeah. Hey, so you this weekend you're going to be at Lee Sawmill again, which is awesome.
Yeah, Lee Sawmill on
for
Saturday.
For a very Beth's Christmas, is that what it's called?
Something like that.
Does that include a lot of Christmassy songs?
It's going to include at least one, which is the one.
The one we just played.
And the one we play every year.
It's not like a Christmas bracket of songs that you're playing.
No, it's a bit of a gimmick, but also I just really like.
But it's Christmas,
stuff.
You know.
Yeah.
I was gonna say you must be a big Christmas fan then.
And Herd Cows Up That Way.
Yes. And they're starting to really get in there.
They're really starting to get in there, eh? And I don't know if I just love them. I'm just trying to sell people on the Furukawa, you know.
It's a
beautiful tree.
So
that's happening this weekend. And can people buy tickets for that? Where do they buy tickets for that?
Yeah, you can buy tickets for that on Under the Radar. And all the profits for the show are going split between Girls Rock Camp Aotearoa, who are starting a Wellington one this year. They did a camp in Auckland this year, and they're doing one next year. And also Wellington is starting one up from scratch, so that's cool. And then the other half's going to Women's Refuge.
How very thoughtful this Christmas, isn't it? And then what about after? What about through summer? Are you playing through summer? Or are you sort of...
No, we get a bit of a break.
Take a hiatus?
Yeah. So, like, we were all while on tour kind of like... And it was getting colder and colder in the Northern Hemisphere, just really, really getting pumped for, like, Auckland summer. And so I'm really...
Give me some of that humidity. Yeah.
I want humidity.
You open for the Breeders?
Oh yeah, a couple nights ago. Yeah.
Why isn't anybody bring up Tommy about the Breeders? Is everyone still tired from the Breeders show? But Johnny
said
it was
very good.
Johnny said it was amazing.
It was beautiful. They're such a beautiful, lovely band. Like, and the vibe was just so nice. Like, it was. They're awesome.
I heard that they because it was sold out, but the power station wasn't jam packed, and that. Was
I love the way the power station
positive,
does that.
Positive impact on the show.
Positive impact on sure positive, they're really cool people. I met them once years ago after the big day up, but they were, they were cool as cool.
You've opened for quite a few very 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 cool bands as well.
Very cool bands.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, you know, well known popular bands.
Very cool.
Yeah, we opened for Block Party a little bit earlier this year when they were doing the Silent Alarm tour. That was really buzzy because it was our first time.
Spark, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was first time playing like a venue kind of that big, and it's like a big giant warehouse, and the floor like shakes with the sub and stuff, which is like, it was kind of a weird physical experience, especially being really jet lagged. Kind of like just felt like my whole body was about to like vibrate off. So, but it was really fun.
What's the biggest crowd you guys played to so far?
With this band, probably that one, the Spark one.
Yeah, cool.
Hometown show.
And then after some of them, then are going to be more recording, or are you going to do more gigs? Don't even have to answer the question.
Summer? I'll be writing this summer, and then near the end of January, we go off. We're touring with this band, Death Cab for Cutie.
Right.
Yeah, and over Europe and the UK, which is like...
They're bloody huge.
Yeah, I'm actually really cool about this. I'm actually very excited, and I'm probably going to not be able to talk to Ben Gibbard the whole time.
just linger around there with your AAA backstage parts going, no, I'm actually allowed to be here, but hi.
Yeah, yeah. So that's going to be fun. And then it's just basically more touring all year next year.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for coming in this morning. Have a great Christmas. Have a great show this weekend. And what a great album.
Thank you so much.
What a great defining album. One of my favourite albums of the whole year. So I wish you all the very best for the Christmas and the New Year's. Come and see us all the time.
Thanks so much.
And don't forget where you got to start last Christmas.
Hmm?
I said it really fast, so with me.
Yeah.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Awesome, thank you.
Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho! Now, why don't you buy that album for your friend for Christmas? Fourteen minutes to 9 o'clock. That's Happy Unhappy by the Beths on BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.